Hey, loves, like you, I desire an abundant life and its lifestyle, and to continue to show up as my best version of self, where we win in life to reclaim, rediscover, redesign an authentic and genuine self. And yes, this is intimacy on a whole new level. Welcome. Join us at claritywithsue.com. Again, that's claritywithsue.com. Nice. Welcome. Welcome to the good life, everybody. This is Sue, and it's Clarity with Sue, and we are broadcasting live in the Pacific Northwest. And of course, to our international tribe in Canada, Mexico, Australia, to all of us that are listening, maybe even live. I know I've got people that are listening live from all over the world. And also, of course, our SoundCloud and iTunes world. We've got YouTube. We're streaming live on YouTube. If you would like to see that, witness that live, you can do that with my show from 8 to 9 Pacific Standard Time every Tuesday morning. And you just go to YouTube and you type in 11:50 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, good day, all that good juicy stuff, wherever you're at in the world. Good morning, Benny.
Hi there.
Happy post gobble gobble.
There you go. That'll work.
That'll work.
Officially bring on the Christmas music, right?
Oh, I'm not ready.
Thanksgiving, though. Before, that's where some people have issues.
Yeah, I'm just, yeah.
I can't do it before. It has to be after.
I'm gearing up. I'm probably the only house on the block because I was that house that we decorated every year. And now it's just me. And I'm like, well, I'm probably the only house on the block that doesn't have any lights. I'm so sorry.
You got burned out from it?
Huh?
You got burned out from it?
Well, I didn't get burned out. I'm just like,
I'll go tie a ribbon
or put something on the trees.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Still
I don't
do that.
Know.
You don't have to go all
I
got to
celebrate.
Right.
I celebrate
sure,
something.
Sure, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
All righty. Well, you guys, welcome. I want to remind everybody how to keep in touch, how to ask your questions and to keep asking your questions, and how to work with me, Sue, one-on-one mentorship for a year. We just had a fun little free event last week, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, learning about your personal code of conduct, how to get clear on who you are, how you're showing up, and how important that is to align with your personal conduct, with your family. If you're an entrepreneur, a business, a team leader, it's really important that you align not only with yourself, you're very clear on who you are and how you're showing up and attracting that energetically, and also attracting that within your company, if you're an entrepreneur and or teams. I think everybody's a leader within their own right. And standing up and getting really clear on who you are and how you're showing up is really important. And I know that to be true for myself and the countless people that I've worked with. And I call that your personal code of conduct. So we had a little freebie last week to get you started, especially going into the holidays and calming that nervous system down. Because, you know, we've got triggers and stuff and family and all kinds of things hitting us left and right. So the PCC is a really good start. And then first week in January, I'm doing a live 5-day event. So if you would like to do that, I'd love for you to join me. We're going to be talking about the PCC. We're going to be talking about the conscious, unconscious. We're going to go take 5 days, 5 full plus hours with me one-on-one. And really dive deep with mindset tools, positive psychology. I'm going to do some heart math meditations and get you really into your heart and breath work with you so you can start off 2023 magically deliciously-ness, if that's even a word. It's a Sue word. All right. Make sure that you are getting the newsletter because that's how we stay in touch. You can do that with www.claritywithsue.com, and the newsletter is going to pop up. It's love bumps. I deliver those to you once a week just to give you reminders. I've got some things that I, you know, like my favorite things and finds that I really enjoy for myself to help sustain my homeostasis, my mindset, my energy, my frequency, and to sustain and to show up the best that I can and to win at life. So if that's something that you want to do, if you want to win at life, if you want to sustain your mindset, please sign up for the newsletter and also keep submitting your questions. You can find all my social media information on the website as well and go and connect there. We have got an incredible guest this week. We do every week. I'm so proud and honored to be able to provide this radio show and international presence for all of us to learn, to educate, and of course, lean into what's being said and take what resonates and leave the rest. That's what it's all about. So with that, I'm going to get started. We've got Christina Woods. Christina is a licensed rapid transformational therapist, certified hypnotherapist, empowerment coach, and Reiki master. She combines her background in corporate leadership along with her life experience in dealing with trauma and abandonment to empower other women to trust their intuition and set themselves free of self-doubt. We are in the same rink, sister. Welcome.
Aw, thanks for having me, Sue.
You're welcome. Okay, I can do the formal bio, but you know, my audience wants to feel you, get to know you. So let's talk about your why, how you got started. And I love this conversation about overcoming themselves with self-doubt and from a product of abandonment issues and all the traumas that I've gone through. And especially going into the holidays too, and to be able to self-regulate and to keep ourselves in homeostasis without, you know, throwing the turkey at somebody or the ham or whatever it is in your family.
Oh yeah. I mean, if holidays don't bring up triggers, I don't know what does. Yeah,
right? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Sure. You know, my story is like many women's stories or other anyone's stories. I grew up, you know, lower middle class. My life probably looked pretty normal to everybody else on the outside, and sort of did what I thought I was supposed to do. Tried to get good grades and went to college and got married and had some kids and probably a little picket fence or something, and had a corporate job for 30 years and anxiety and autoimmune diseases and all these things started piling up, lots and lots of stress, and started noticing credit card bills and eating too much and just all these things in my life that nothing, why do I feel so terrible on the inside when everything looks so good on the outside?
Right.
And I noticed, all right, my marriage doesn't, you know, feel right. Nothing looks right. Kids are starting to leave the home. You know, this isn't a new story.
Sounds like you're talking about mine. Yeah, totally.
And so, you know, I was hitting about 50 and I just thought, okay, I got to put the brakes on something. This has to stop. And so I really, really had to do some inner work and put on the brakes. And I did get divorced. And that's not, you know, anything anybody wants to do, but it really was a time that I said, all right, I want to move forward, but I know I have to look inside and really, you know, get curious about why do I do that? Why do I feel that? Why do I react that way? Or really was, I just don't want to feel that way anymore. And I don't want to do this corporate thing anymore. I want to do something different. So that's sort of how I got to where I am now. And that's, you know, I can go out tomorrow night with my girlfriends and this is a story I hear a lot.
Yes. It's that transformation. And I know that to be true for myself as well. And I know, and we're going to get into hypnotherapy and some other conversations
about that.
But going to that conversation, Christine, that's my niche because I needed real-time, real-life tools to that, like in the moment. I can't go sit on a mountaintop and meditate, for 3 years or whatever.
Right. Right.
No, it's just not realistic in our humanness, right? So we all needed real-time, real-life tools to self-regulate and get ourselves into homeostasis so we could breathe, so we can self-regulate, you know, just keep calm and keep moving on with life.
Right.
So it's so important. It is so important to have those tools.
Yeah. And I think the biggest one that I had to learn was compassion for myself.
Oh, and what about forgiveness?
Yeah. Forgiveness is everything.
Shiitake mushroom right there.
Yeah. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. I mean, the shame or the guilt or the things you said or done or didn't do or should have done or could have or all those things.
I call those, I just shoulda, coulda, woulda all over myself. Right?
Yes. Every single day. And, if you're a parent, you know, there's a million things there that forgiveness is, you know, just a book we all need to have. But it does, you don't have to be a parent to need, you know, to honor yourself with some forgiveness and some compassion. But, you know, to get past that self-doubt hump. And I work primarily in that area with women's self-esteem and overcoming self-doubt. Compassion and forgiveness is the first area that we start.
Ooh, and it's really unpack that. Let's do that. Let's unpack that a bit.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, I think first and foremost is recognizing that what are your needs, and do you even have self-compassion? Do you even know what that is, or what are your needs? Because so often we just bypass our needs because one, maybe we had to survive, and I have needs, forget it. You know, I've got to please everybody else to survive.
Oh my Jiminy's. Yes, yes, and yes, right? And yeah. Diminishing yourself based on other people's thoughts, ideas, fears.
Right. And I think we forget that, you know, rejection is a primal need that vibrates through all of us, and or avoiding rejection, I should say. You know, when we're born, avoiding rejection and survival, and you know, that primitive brain that we have in terms of not being rejected out of a tribe, and you know, it's so primal within all of us. So the desire to not want to be rejected, and so moving into people pleasing, or I mean, we don't want to be rejected. Nobody wants to be rejected. But what we forget now is that, you know, somebody not liking what you say or what you do isn't going to kill you, isn't going to do the things that we think it's going to do. It's like, oh, well, move on. So you didn't get 20 more likes than you wanted to on that post. Yeah. Or they don't like your outfit or whatever. They don't like your decision. Yeah. It's okay, but we have a primal reaction, don't we?
Oh, completely. Especially if you add in abandonment issues.
Right.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You raise my hand there.
Right here too, right? All of that. You know, you've got just this whole petri dish of emotions or lacks, or, you know, just this massive self-doubt. We are so talking the same thing here. And it's being able to, I use the word bounce back, like the bounce back maiden, you know, maven. And I have bounced back so many times, and then providing this opportunity with the radio show, like bringing you on to really showcase not only yourself, but you're standing in the rink like all of us are, and to provide the tools and to educate us that it's okay. We're all the same. It's forgiveness. It's compassion for yourself. It all has to start within ourselves first.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and we forget that the relationship with ourself is the longest one that we're ever going to be in. And you know what? You don't have to shave your legs. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to, you know, get pretty, or, you know, you can, but nurturing that relationship with ourself is very often the very last thing on our mind. And we really need to take the time to think about what is it that we need? Really, if you ask someone to sit down and slow down and say, what is it that you really need and want right now? Very often they can't answer that. And that requires a little bit of stillness and a little bit of quietness. And
that's when the fear comes up. They're going, oh, shiitake. Oh, I don't want to feel that.
I don't want to be quiet. And when you look at a busy bee, very often it's because they don't want to be quiet and really have to, you know, get quiet and listen and find out what's going on. We're in this do world, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's unpack that moment of, oh, shiitake. Okay. I'm quiet. I'm in it. How can I, cause I'm big about like self-regulating and tools, because mm-hmm. if you're in fight or flight, you know, this as well as I do, that
yes.
You're not going to hear, see, it's not going to happen. You're just in fight or flight.
Correct.
So what can we hear from you and teach the audience to say, or to just educate us in those moments when we don't know what we don't know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We know something isn't right. I don't feel good. I'm hurting.
Yeah. You know, a pivot exercise that I do with clients, and I was taught this exercise, you know, and you know, we all borrow and learn from one another, but is we need to pivot, right? But when you're in that moment, when you're panicking inside. And the only thing you know is that you don't feel good enough, or you feel that fear or panic or doom, or this is never going to end, or I'm never going to get out of this debt, or whatever the feeling is. Overwhelm. Overwhelm is overwhelm. And, you know, it builds upon. The thing to know is that we get more of whatever we feel. That's how the mind works. So when you're feeling anxiety, you're going to get more anxiety, depression, whatever it is, we're going to get more of that. So, you know, just being aware is very important. You know, I know I'm in this place. Okay. So whatever, if it's a feeling you don't like, just simply acknowledging and being aware of it is important. But the pivot exercise is ask yourself, think of a moment in the last 24 hours where you felt love and approval, or maybe it's safety, or maybe it's, you know, you felt in control. If you're feeling out of control, just think of a moment in the last 24 hours. And if you just quiet your mind, and it might be a moment where you sat on the couch with your kitty cat, or you walked, you know, we're walking in the park and literally saw, you know, a sweet old lady walking her dog, or we're holding your grandbaby, or making a piece of your favorite toast. And man, that sourdough was great. It doesn't have to be anything. It's really sometimes simple. You're searching like, I don't know, would I put those really cool socks on and they were really soft, you know? But what happens is you pivot into a different frequency and vibration. And so you thinking of that moment, oh yeah, that my dog, he loves me no matter what. And so whatever we feel, we get more of, and we're able to fill our body and allow that to just blow through you like a gentle breeze, and allow that love and appreciation and approval to fill every little cell in your body. And imagine all your cells in your body like little marbles with smiley faces. And they're, you know, they're so excited and happy to feel that feeling, and allow it to expand and get bigger and bigger and bigger. So all you have to do is think in the last 24 hours of a different feeling, and then think about that problem you have. And 9 times out of 10, you see it differently. You feel it differently.
Yep.
It's just not the same, because again, we get more of what we feel. So yeah, just thinking of something different.
Pivot. So audience, if you're just tuning in, we were just talking, Christina was giving us a right now, right in this moment tip and tool when, you know, shiitake's hit the fan and you've got to self-regulate, and it's pivot and really get yourself within the last 24 hours. I'm just kind of summarizing everything that you just said. It's brilliant, you guys, and it's free, for goodness sakes. And breathing and getting into the heart, really just thinking about something that really brought you joy, really brought you to a different frequency of love, the above the line frequency of love. And you know what I do, and the audience knows this, because I didn't know what love felt like for me, because I was so spinning. I'm like, what the, you know, I got to find my vibration again. I went to YouTube, and the things that I found, and I still do this, are puppies and babies, that puppy breath, and then that just pure baby giggle.
Yes.
Right there, that, oh, yes. And that, yeah, right there. That gets me into that love and pure joy for me. And I could see your response too.
Yeah,
right?
I get it. Yes.
Yeah. And you, even just by communicating it, you can go into that moment and go, yes, oh my God. And then look at the issue, then look at some, whatever the problem is. You call a problem as an adjective to describe, but it really is a contrast, right? It's just for you to have a contrast to look at what you want or you don't want. And if you can come at it from a compassionate, it's so much easier.
Yeah. And, you know, to back up that exercise, knowing that we're going to have these moments when we feel overwhelmed, or that no one approves of anything, we don't feel loved. I mean, this is life. We're going to have these moments. Is when you're going throughout your day and you have moments where you do feel good, you feel approved of, you have a little moment of joy, or, oh, the sun is sparkling on that leaf and I feel good. I always try to remember, okay, I'm going to put that in my little piggy bank. I'm going to put that so that when I don't feel it, I'm going to have to close my eyes and remember that moment because I need it to infuse me and get me back to a higher vibration. I really, really need it one day.
That's your
maybe
word
it's
right
later
there.
Today.
Infuse me. I love that. Later today, please continue. Yes.
You know, and it, we just need to pivot, and we don't, what we don't need to do is beat ourselves up and pretend that we're going to be on this high vibe thing all the time. It's not real, and it's okay if you're not. And it's, you know, when you're in a low vibration constantly, yeah, get support, ask for someone to help you so that you can live in a higher vibration more on a regular basis. But these dips and valleys and ups and downs, I mean, this is, you know, the human walk of life that we have.
Oh, totally. And I think you had mentioned something a minute ago, Christine, that feeling the feelings, whatever they are, do not keep them in your body, your energy body, your feeling body, get them out. And if that getting out is a tantrum in your pillow, that getting them out is walking on the earth to scream and that tantrum, to shake like a duck, get it out of your body. Yes. That's the important part right there. Because then, go ahead, Christine.
No. Yeah. You know, you feel the feelings are meant to be felt. So feel the feeling until they're no longer needs to be felt, frankly, and keep feeling it. And, you know, you'll often hear people say, gosh, you know, why did I feel that? Or I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have done that. And of course, you know, we say things, or, you know, maybe I big mouth, whatever. I'm Italian. We say things sometimes, but you know, we live and learn. But really is that feelings are meant to be felt. And we live in this society that is, you know, you're supposed to be this, you know, perfect robotic thing, and it's just not real. It's just not. And I don't know about you, I like genuine people who,
amen,
you know,
to that,
mess up
sister.
Sometimes.
Oh, please,
and
dear goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the lady walking down the beach trying to be perfect, or the lady walking down the beach that's just like being herself, or the guy walking down the beach being himself, any day, I'd rather have that than the one trying to be perfect. So, you know, real is great. But when you feel that feeling and validate the feelings, you know, everyone has an inner child. We all have this little inner child inside of us. And when we dismiss the inner child, you shouldn't feel that way. You shouldn't feel jealous. Why are you getting angry? Why are you doing that? No. Validate it. Validate the feeling. Oh, you feel sad. You feel hurt. You feel unheard. You feel unseen. See the feeling. Feel the validate it. When you validate that feeling, I promise you it will go away and simmer far quicker than when you're trying to fight it and say, I can't believe you're angry again.
Yeah.
Validate it.
Yeah. I love that, Christina. Thank you. I have these little conversations in my brain and my body, and when those come up, I'm like, you silly girl, come on now. You know, I'm playing with her because I want to sustain that vibration, right? I don't want to go down said rabbit hole of shames and
there's
guilt.
A balance.
Right. Now, do I go down the rabbit hole? Heck yes. I'm totally normal and I'm in the business, for God's sakes. Yes. Do I have those I'm on the kitchen floor crying moments, or I don't want to get out of bed? Yes. And there are times that I just honor it. I'm just, you know, just cry, just stay in bed. You're okay. You know, the house isn't on fire. You're safe. I'm okay. You're safe. Yeah. All of those.
Exactly.
So I'm looking at our time. Why don't we I think this is a good time to take a commercial break on the radio. Guys, we're going to be over on YouTube for the next 3 minutes. If you want to join us over there, we're going to talk and noodle and carry on. Just go to YouTube and type in 1150 AM and we'd love to see you over there. When we come back, we're going to kind of unpack hypnotherapy, the myths, the nomer, all that stuff. You know, what happens when I go under, you know, all these crazy things that our mind and our nervous system likes to bring up out of fear and all that good stuff. So when we come back, we're going to have Christina really unpack that and talk about it and the importance of it, because it is so important. So with that, we are going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
You're broken down and tired of living life on a merry-go-round. And you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Ooh, mountain.
Hey there, everyone. Sue here with Clarity with Sue. You also know me as the host and creator of the Gratitude Cafe. Please sign up for the newsletter so we can stay in touch. All you got to do is go to claritywithsue.com, sign up for the newsletter. And I am creating vitality, abundance, and resilience. I want you to win in life and to reclaim, rediscover, redesign the authentic and genuine you. If that sounds juicy and yummy, come over, let's have a conversation. Sign up for the newsletter and or the coaching program and the C2C live online program. Again, that's claritywithsue.com.
Have something important to say? Want to help improve our world? Need to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Our staff helps broadcasters and podcasters create professional-sounding audio. Bring your talent and let our experts help you craft a radio show or podcast that best delivers your message. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local.
It's a challenge to convince a sick and frightened child that they needn't be afraid of the hospital. But it starts here at Encourage Kids. For over 30 years, we've been focused on making all of our pediatric partner hospitals a better place to get better. Encourage Kids provides the resources and the funding to bring relief directly to hospitalized kids through uplifting activities and positive therapies, resulting in smiles, magic, laughter, and hope. To learn more, visit encourage-kids.org.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
Brilliant song, Benny, my superstar. Thank you so much. That is such a great song.
Hey, you want to know right, something else real back. Fast?
What was that?
Do you want to know something else real fast?
Yes, I do.
It's snowing. Like right now. Outside the studios right now.
Yay. Well, turn on the camera. Let's
I don't want to. Just take my word for it.
Yeah. Okay. He's so excited. I love it. So welcome back, you guys. Pacific Northwest, you guys, it's snowing. Watch it. Just be mindful of everything that's going on and you're watching your surroundings. And kids, are kids back in school this week? Well,
yes.
Regardless. Yeah.
Nice public sure service announcement, by the way. I like the PSA right there.
Yeah, PSA, baby. Watch out for yes. people walking on the streets yeah. and riding
Slow down.
Their bikes.
Just Slow down. Be mindful. Slow down.
Especially in the snow. Exciting. Pretty. All right. We are talking to Christina Woods. We were talking at the top of the hour, you know, self-regulating. We had a great tool, Pivot, and some other little noodles and getting really clear on how to self-regulate and to sustain that change. And it was some value, huge value. So if you missed it, go back and listen to it. And if you're on iTunes or SoundCloud, I like saying give us a 6-star rating because let's reach for the stars and win at life. And because I think it's like only 4 or 5 or something like that, but I'm going with 6.
I love it.
Why not?
I'm going to use that. I'm using that one.
Do it. Have it. Yeah, absolutely it. Have it. We were talking on the break and then I want to, before the break, we were talking about wanting to unpack hypnosis and all of the myths and mm-hmm. kind of the malarkey that happens, you know, that yeah. we say. Yeah. So let's unpack, let's talk about that. Sure. And I wanted to remind everybody, one of the biggest tools that Christina was talking about is that pivot and to infuse. I love this word, infuse your body, your mind, all of those beautiful cells with happy faces and infuse your body with love and keep yourself above the line and within that pivot. And then you can go back and make those choices. Then you can go back and revisit
yeah,
what said problem vibration. Was. Yeah, because you're at a higher vibration. Okay, Miss Christina Wood, let's talk about hypnosis.
Sure, sure.
Let's do
yeah,
that.
Yeah. The first myth, my own kids, when I first told them, hey, mom's doing this now, I'm leaving that corporate job. My son said, oh my gosh, mom, you're like the guy at the fair now. And I said, nope, nope. So I have to dispel the myths at home. I did have to do that too. So yeah, you know, I'm sure we've all heard about the conscious mind and the subconscious mind at this point, but if not, you know, it's that iceberg effect. I think I've even heard you mention it on, yeah, on other episodes, but
oh, thank you.
You know, I think it's still somewhat surprising because we believe we are so consciously aware and in control, but our beautiful mind, you know, 95% of how we perceive the world, how we perceive ourselves within the world, our behaviors, how we think and feel, even breathing and eating is in our subconscious mind. So if we picture that iceberg, 95% of that iceberg is underneath the water. We can't see it, just like our subconscious mind. That conscious mind is only 5%. So that is why logic, which is the conscious mind, emotions and feelings are your subconscious mind. So I want everybody to think of their subconscious mind as their feeling mind. That is why logic will never, ever trump your feelings. You cannot logic yourself out of your emotions. You can't say,
no.
That's why diets don't work. You know, that's why, so stop beating yourself up with that logically doesn't make sense. Why did I do that? Well, because there's a feeling, there's an emotion. It's your subconscious mind and your body is your subconscious mind. So it's in there. It's in your cells. It's in your body. The body keeps the score. We've all, you know, if you haven't read
totally.
That, read it.
Yes. Please.
Yeah. Yeah. So in hypnotherapy, what we do is we quiet your conscious mind and we access your subconscious mind and we go into a theta brainwave state, which is a very natural state. It's where we go when we sleep and you're in a dreamlike state. We actually go there, alpha and theta brainwaves, throughout the day. If you've ever driven home, get in your driveway and you don't remember, gosh, did I stop at the light? Did I, you know, sometimes we get in the driveway and go, I don't remember driving home from work.
Oh God. Or, yes. Totally.
You know, did I run the light or I don't remember. Because we're thinking about, you know, we're not on, we aren't 16-year-olds driving anymore, most of us, where we have to remember to turn on the blinker and this. We're talking on the phone. We're thinking about dinner. Our subconscious mind is driving on autopilot now. We're doing a million other things. We're thinking about things. Yep. And so that is what we access in hypnosis. And why we access our subconscious mind in hypnosis is because the way we think about life and ourselves in the world, we have these programs. We have programs that certainly block how we feel and what we think, perceptions about, are we good enough? Are we smart enough? Are we, you know, what are these sabotaging behaviors perhaps that are influencing our life? And the big one that most of us are impacted by in some way is, are we enough? Are we smart enough, thin enough, tall enough, whatever, enough? Are we enough?
The enoughness.
Pick one. We all probably have a version of that. So I'll go with that one. But these subconscious beliefs get formed normally between the ages of 0 and 7, when our subconscious is the most impacted and the most powerful to create these programs. And so just like a hard drive in your computer, it's downloading all these programs. And that's why children can learn languages and all these, you know, different walk and talk and languages by the time they're 7. And when we get older, it's a little bit tougher to learn those things because our subconscious is so open, like a little sponge at that point. So that's all. I'll stop there and let you ask some questions.
Well, no, I love it. Talk to me about, like, walk us through a practice of hypnosis.
Yeah.
If we're talking self-sabotage, if we're talking trauma, I don't know your dialogue. So walk us through and unpack what it looks like to be in hypnosis. And let's remind the audience and people that are looking into this, you know, find somebody that you trust. They're just like a mentor or a coach or a doctor. If it doesn't jive, don't go. There's hundreds of them, right?
Yes.
So important for you to feel safe.
And yeah, to feel safe and feel connected. And, you know, it's an intimate process. And I practice what's called rapid transformational therapy. It's a method of hypnotherapy. Marissa Peer, if anyone's familiar, created it. And what's different and unique about it is it gets to the root cause of what is behind, if we're going to talk about self-sabotage, what's the root? So if you think of your garden and we just whack all the weeds off the top, there's still roots, right?
Right.
Going to grow back in a week and here we go again. But if we pull out the roots, then things won't grow back. And so in hypnosis, if what we do is you get into a very relaxed state, it feels like you're in kind of a meditative state. Mm. So if you ever put on some nice music and relax, you never lose control. You can get up and go to the restroom and come back and we'll get you nice and relaxed again. In fact, that happened the other night with a client. She's like, I can't hold it any longer. I'm like, fine, go and come back. Yeah, you can come back and it's not going to ruin anything.
Right.
So you're in control. I don't know anyone that would volunteer to be totally out of control, you know, unless you have to go in surgery or something. So,
so
you never lose control. And so you're feeling really relaxed. And what we do is we ask your mind questions like, what is the root cause and reason for XYZ behavior, the reason you feel that you never look good in these situations, you never feel comfortable? What's the root cause of this block? What's the root cause that you feel like love is not available to you? What is the root cause? Things that are, you never feel are available to you is a common one. Sometimes people will feel that stuff just not, that's not available to me. Money's not available to me. Money doesn't come to people like me. Love isn't something that I'll ever have. It's just not in the cards for me. So sometimes people will have that block, like, well, that's something other people will have. So we'll ask the mind the question and we go back to scenes and moments in life and we start to see little moments. And it might be a moment where you're eating cereal at 5 years old. It might be at soccer practice when you're 12. It might be working when you're 25. Mm-hmm. And they might make no sense. But what we're looking for are the feelings that you had in those moments. And we put together a puzzle. And your mind literally is giving you little breadcrumbs and clues. And we piece together, when did you form the belief? Because those beliefs are lies. That you weren't born saying, I'm a baby, I'm going to self-sabotage and think I'm not enough. I don't think I'm enough. Babies think they're amazing. They think they're pretty darn cute, chubby thighs, whatever. So
yeah.
We aren't born with these things. We usually accumulate these feelings, right?
Yep.
So we go back and find out, what are these programs and beliefs? We might get them from society and our culture, our family. Doesn't mean we came from trauma or our parents did anything wrong. Perhaps that might have been our situation, but it doesn't necessarily mean that. And it's the meaning we attach to things and how we interpret them.
The meaning we attach to things. So I think that's a really good question to ask yourself in the awareness practice, right?
Yeah.
And getting in that moment and really leaning into, well, do I really feel that way? Or is that something I learned from somebody else?
Right. And is that the truth?
Is that my truth? Yeah. Yeah. And really leaning into that. And I know that's been a liberating question for myself over the last few years. You know, is that really me? And getting really clear on who I am and how I'm showing up, right?
That's a great question. Yeah.
It's so powerful, right? And you were just talking about that. And how am I showing up? And if it's not how I truly, authentically, and genuine, anchor words for me, the audience knows that it's like, thunk, you know, just authentic and genuine.
Mm-hmm.
And really asking myself and a practice of awareness for that. And I think you would agree, Christina, it's not easy. I mean, you're stepping into some fears and doubts that you didn't even realize you had. You don't know what you don't know until
you don't know what you don't know. Yeah.
Right in it. And you're like, what just happened? But then you were talking about infusing and staying above the line and flipping it around. I love that.
Yeah. And so often we get wrapped around things that aren't even true. But again, the meaning we attach. I mean, you can have two siblings and get them to talk about their family or a vacation they had as children, and they have two different versions.
Oh,
and
totally,
you know, it's like, did you grow up in the same house that I did? Because they have attached different meaning. I have children, and I often think, wow, they have completely different perceptions of that situation or me as a mother.
Yep.
And they're different people. And it's just fascinating. So it's the meaning we attach. It's the only thing that matters. It's the only thing. So let's find out the meaning you attach to it. And whether it's true or not really doesn't matter. It's the meaning you've attached. Then we can unpack that, and we can, because of neuroplasticity, we have the ability to create a new neural pathway, a new feeling. You do not have to feel this way forever. You don't have to. You can create a new way of feeling. However, we are addicted to emotions.
Right there, that chemical. We're getting it, our body's getting a charge.
And the mind always wants to go back to what's familiar. So if feeling negative about yourself and that you're not good enough is familiar, and your cells are addicted to that emotion, it's going to constantly look for evidence, looking for evidence all the time. I'm going to look for another relationship, another situation where you don't feel good enough, because that's what I'm addicted to. And I'm going to prove to you that it's familiar and that it's true. So when we create a new emotion, a new belief, which is what we do in hypnotherapy, we have you listen to an audio recording with these new, very powerful descriptive words, because the mind latches on to powerful words. That's why it's so important how you talk to yourself.
Oh, so important.
And listen to this every single day, and we're rewiring the mind, recreating new neural pathways over and over and over until the mind says, okay, I'm comfortable with you believing you're enough now. It's safe. All right, I'll start looking for evidence to support that feeling.
The reticular activating system, right?
Yeah, and it's so powerful. And the more you do it, it can be instantaneous. Even if we're talking 3 weeks, we're talking a month, you can start to have new feelings of confidence and feeling good about yourself, knowing love's available to you. And this is the power that you have, whether it's any kind of subconscious work. And so I think we believe we're stuck in these feelings, and you're not.
Oh, totally.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. And over the last couple of years, it's been to the audience, it's a big fat permission slip that you do not have to feel that way. You don't have to be that way. And the audience knows when I talk about, if you're not in that present moment, that awareness, you're either in the past ruminating.
Yes.
Your nervous system is tapping you on the shoulder going, no, this, we like this. This is how we keep safe, that we know this feeling. Let's stay there. Or you're trying to control the future based on a past emotion, which is this cyclical thing. Yeah.
But what I love so much about hypnotherapy is that the ripple effect of changing how you feel. So someone will come and say, I want to find love. I want to feel confident. And you know, these are big things. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
But to feel confident, and I'll use the word infuse again.
Oh, I love that.
Just
I
have
so
that.
Love that, Christina.
Any time you change a belief, you undoubtedly have a ripple effect in terms of your mind then starts to follow and understand, you're confident. Well, I'm going to continue to look for evidence that shows and tells you and reminds you you're confident. So now you're not afraid to ask for a raise. Now you're not afraid to not be always a people pleaser. Now you're going to you're good with exercising, and you're good with getting enough sleep and eating better and doing all these things. And so it's just this, clients constantly tell me, well, now I'm doing this and now I'm doing this, and I didn't even come to you for that, because your mind is constantly looking for evidence. And your mind also doesn't care if what you tell it is right or wrong or good or bad. It's going to do exactly what you tell it, literally. So
the audience, did you hear that? Yeah. Audience, did you hear that? Christina made a huge point about believing and using the language. You've got to be so aware and mindful about the language that you are speaking to yourself.
Yeah. You so have. Mindful.
The awareness practice. I know when I was going in and starting into this whole journey, and I say awareness with so much support, love, compassion, and oh, you taught me so much, right? My trauma has been my biggest teacher. And yeah. You little shiitake, right?
Yeah.
But thank you at the same time, right? And that stepping into now awareness versus the contrast of head in the sand, denial, I'm not going to look at that. I'm a workaholic, an alcoholic, a talkaholic, whatever that is in your life. Now you're stepping into that rink of awareness. Mm-hmm. It can be really daunting, really scary for your nervous system because it was keeping you safe. And that's what it knows.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. So hypnosis brings that to the forefront. Is that the right language?
Correct me. When you retrain your mind and your body, so, you know, we're doing all this together. So your mind and your body are saying, okay, it's safe. Yeah, it's safe to believe these things. It's safe to feel these things. It's safe to say, all right, I'm going to trust love. Okay, it's safe. All right.
Or trusting myself.
Trust
now
yourself.
I trust myself. Yes. Well, isn't that a big one, Christina? Was that for you too? I mean,
absolutely. Trusting
how do
myself.
I trust
That is such a gift when you trust yourself, your intuition, that inner compass. And, you know, that's such an exercise that I practice. I ask clients and instill in clients a morning routine, because just a little bit of quiet time in the morning, just that stillness and allowing themselves that gift of, you know, quiet, whether it's journaling or walking around the block or meditation or whatever your thing is, maybe it's, you know, a cup of coffee and just sitting in some quiet space, but it is some type of stillness where you have prayer, whatever it might be, but we all have an inner compass, intuition, and that is how you tap into it. That is how you tap into this inner trust, and you have to be able to hear it. And that is something I have learned and is such a gift when you can tap into this. We have the answers inside. We do not need to buy more books and hire someone to tell you what to do all the time. You already know, you feel it in your bones when it's right or not.
And let's have the right here. Yes, absolutely. But let's have this conversation when you're in fight or flight, when you're in the rabbit hole, that's not when you're going to be leaning into a decision.
Correct.
Let's unpack that, because that's really important, because they're like, yes. Well, how do I tell?
You're right. So when you're in the wrong, you know, I'll call it the wrong identity or the wrong vibration, the wrong archetype, when you're not in that place, when you know. So, you know, I, for example, when I'm in the wrong work vibe, I have a hustler vibe from survival when I was a kid, you know, work, do. That's the only way you're going to survive. When I'm in that vibe, I know that I will never be successful, because the hustler will never be satisfied. She'll never, ever have enough. It's just go. You'll never have enough. So I have to know, all right, slow down, get out of that vibe. Actually, you are doing enough. And I have to tell myself, or also I know when I'm in my mommy vibe can't go on a podcast. My mommy vibe, it wants to be a mom and go, I have to... Though, you know, we have to know when I'm in my fight or flight, or when I'm in my stress and overwhelm, I have to know, all right, I need to take some deep breaths. I need to put my hand on my heart. I need to pivot. I need to think about my doggy licking my face or a little baby's, you know, cheeks or something to change my vibration and just smell something pretty and get into a different place.
I love the conversation about, because I'm, you know, me, everybody else, just the same, you know, coming to grips, coming to awareness of the traumas that are coming up in that fight or flight. I find myself rush, do, and then I'm like, hold up, nope.
Yeah.
Nope, you don't have to. And for me, it is going into that higher vibration. And if all else fails, I like to work out my body, my mind. That's a really big thing for me. And I raise the kids like, okay, y'all need to go run your yah-yahs out and then come back and we'll have the conversation.
I have
the same conversation with myself, because then I can get into that calmer state. But going back to the dialogue that we talk about ourselves, and you were talking about this just a second ago, Christina, about really recognizing and changing that language that you're speaking to yourself, because it's so important. And when you don't have to do that, you don't have to be that I'm struggling to climb the hill mentality.
No. And, you know, I have a close friend who is going through something difficult, and very, very often I hear, this is just very hard. This is very hard. This is just a very hard time. This is very hard. And so I invited this person to say, maybe we should just actually say, this is going smoothly. This is, you know, this is something I'm doing. I'm moving forward. I'm on the other side of this.
But the victim in the nervous system is like, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah. But the mind will follow if we change, if the words you use and the pictures, our mind responds to pictures.
Pictures, yes.
So, you know, if we keep telling ourselves it's hard, you're going to feel like you're climbing Mount, you know, Everest here. Every single day you try to do it, it gets to be hard. You get to be right. Yeah. So just decide. The other thing you can do always is, you know, back to that dialogue when you're in that fight or flight, is you can always ask yourself in these feelings, how old do these feelings feel? Very often these feelings will tell you, you're 12. These feelings feel 10. And it kind of,
wait, that's a really good question to ask. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. I'll often ask, okay, how old are you feelings? How old are you? They'll often be under 10.
Wow.
And so I'll realize, okay, I'm feeling unsafe, or my 10-year-old thinks that she has to go and tackle that big project at work. And no, you don't, honey. I got this.
Wow. I just had a total shift, a paradigm shift in that. That was super powerful, because I didn't think to ask. I mean, I've heard people say, well, ask the inner child, but the way you worded it, I just heard it differently. So thank you for that. So if my frequency changed, I know that the audience heard it totally different too. And being able to stay in that awareness and that self-compassion and love to ask yourself that question, I think that's so important. Juicy stuff, Christina.
It's just a good tip to pivot, right? We all need the pivot tips.
Pivot tips. Pivot tips from Christina, and to infuse
from a pivoter,
right? A bounce backer, or a pivoter, yes. And a bounce backer. Yes. I know that's not really good English, but I don't care. It's me.
I got it.
So let's talk about how people can get a hold of you. We got about 3 minutes. How people can get a hold of you.
Yes.
Just roll.
Wisewoods.com. Christina Woods at wisewoods.com. And I have some free downloads on there. I also offer a free hour if anyone wants to schedule some time with me and just do, I call it a free freedom to self-belief call. We can talk about what's going on in their life and go from there.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. That is a beautiful gift. A whole hour.
Yep.
Audience,
yep.
Did y'all hear that? I hope you did. Okay. www.wisewoods.com. That's WISEWDS. I say 00 because the OOOs kind of go together weird.
Correct.
So wisewoods.com. Go and check her out. Get some information. Why not jump on a call for an hour, especially going into the holidays? I mean,
anytime,
but yes. Triggers are abundant. You know, there was my ex, he would always say, you're triggering me. And I'm like, yeah, no, I have no idea what's in there. I have no clue, right? You're laughing because you're like, oh yeah.
No one can trigger you unless you already got that going on. Yeah.
You already got it going on, my friend. So that's a victim mentality. So
yes, it is.
So let's get your power back. If you want, ask yourself, take your power back. What does that look like?
Yeah. And I have some empowerment programs I'd love to share with people. You know, they're empowerment, instilling empowerment just changes your life. So it's really great, great, powerful tools.
And really leaning into that, guys, ask yourself, if you are finding yourself saying that, it means you're giving your power away. And I want you, Christina wants you, we all want you to stand in purpose and powerful. So with that, go see her website, go get an hour free with her and some empowerment tools and tips and information. This is Sue, Clarity with Sue. Christina, thank you so much. It was a juicy, juicy, lovely conversation. Let me know how I continue to support you. With everybody else, I love you guys dearly. Make sure you sign up for the website or the website. Sign up for the website too, but sign up for the newsletter so you can stay in touch. Again, do the 6-star ratings because why not reach for the stars and win at life? I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And until next time, each of you are a gift. Get out there and share yourself with the world.
Welcome to the good life.